I think every business owner would agree that taking the guesswork out of marketing would be a huge relief. In a perfect world, we would know exactly what to post to go viral, but life isn't always perfect, and sometimes it's hard to figure out what to post. The solution to your marketing challenges might just be the Clap app. The Clap app takes the guesswork out of what to post on social media by turning longer videos into viral-worthy shorter clips that you can share on social media. Using a special AI technology, the Clap app takes any video and creates a ready-to-publish TikTok, Reel, or YouTube short in just a click. I used to have a video editor who would edit my videos so they'd be ready to post on social media, but y'all, now I use the Clap app to create viral TikToks in an instant. The Clap app's AI technology can save you so much money and time when it comes to marketing. So click the link in the description for this episode to try the Clap app for free. Again, we have a special link down below in the description for this episode where you can try the Clap app for free. One of my goals this year was to read more books, but I had a hard time making time to actually read until I started listening to audiobooks. When I'm driving, taking a walk, or doing laundry, I plug in some headphones and turn on an audiobook, just like how I listen to podcasts, which has helped me read so many more books than I normally would. One of my favorite audiobook platforms is audiobooks.com. Audiobooks.com has over 400,000 audiobooks, from self-help books to romance novels. We have an exclusive link in the description for this episode that will get you access to a 30-day audiobooks.com free trial that comes with three complimentary audiobooks. So you can get to listening to that book on your wish list right away. I've read so many books this year that have helped me improve my business tremendously, all thanks to audiobooks. And also, y'all, listening to audiobooks has been a great escape from scrolling on social media and just watching so much TV. I've been trying to decrease my screen time, so listening to audiobooks has really helped with that. So yeah, make sure you click the link in the description for this episode to get a free trial at audiobooks.com. And I hope that audiobooks help you read more books like they have done for me, because I've really had a hard time just focusing and sitting down to read. So I hope y'all enjoy listening to audiobooks as much as I do.
She's the CEO. You're listening to the Solopreneur Hustle, a podcast connecting powerful women to go further together. Here's your host, Mia Lewis.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Solopreneur Hustle. I hope y'all's week is off to a great start. I was looking at my calendar this morning and I was like, oh my God, where has the whole year gone? It feels like this year has gone by so fast. So I'm excited to get into today's episode. The theme of this episode is going to be all around how the new opportunity you need might not be online. So before we get into our solopreneur success tip, let's talk about a trending topic that I've been seeing a lot about on TikTok lately. So the general consensus that I've been seeing on social media lately is that Instagram is in its flop era. So a lot of people are questioning why Instagram feels like it's dying, whether or not Instagram is in its flop era. So I saw in an article online that said that Instagram has been one of social media's biggest players, gaining over 2 billion users since its launch in 2010. But with the recent rise in new, more trendy platforms like TikTok, and the public outcry against superficial filters and overall fakeness from Instagram users, people are saying that the vibe on Instagram just feels fake and less authentic in comparison to TikTok. People are saying that Instagram is at risk of losing its place as a social media giant. So I've seen a lot of comments and articles online saying things like Instagram's currently in its peak Facebook album, currently at peak Facebook album. Like back in the day, we used to do these photo dumps on Facebook where you would just throw lots of photos into an album, and everyone's saying that photo dumps on Instagram have replaced the Facebook album era when you dump all your photos from your digital camera onto Facebook. And then I've also seen a lot of posts and articles saying that people feel like posting on Instagram is just embarrassing now. Like when you post, it just kind of feels mortifying, like people are just watching you. And so my question for y'all this week is, for our trending topic, I'd like to know if you think Instagram is in its flop era. Do you still post on Instagram? Do you enjoy Instagram the way you used to? So I have noticed that it does feel weird posting on Instagram. It's very rare that on my personal Instagram page, it's very rare that I do a feed post like, oh, here's a night out, or these are some photos from my date night. I don't know. I kind of just use the Instagram story feature. And even using that, it just feels like I'm being watched. Now, my husband and I have come to the conclusion that in order to gain traction on Instagram and build an engaged following, you have to really have a niche audience. So from a business perspective, I'm noticing that it's really, really hard to cut through the noise of everything on Instagram and post content that the algorithm actually favors. It just seems really hard to get engagement and traction on Instagram. I don't know what's going on with the algorithm, but comparing Instagram to TikTok, for example, I've noticed that it's a lot easier to build an engaged following and community as a solopreneur on TikTok. And I've kind of proved that concept because I posted consistently on Instagram for months in 2022 and really didn't get any traction. So I kind of gave up on social media, and I'd refused to get TikTok for the whole pandemic. I was like, I'm not getting TikTok. Like, TikTok's for kids. Like, I don't know. I just wasn't feeling TikTok for years, but I broke down at the end of 2022, made a TikTok account. I do a few posts every now and then. And then all of a sudden in the spring of 2023, this year, I had this desire to just kind of get more consistent with my TikTok. I saw, you know, my following was growing like a little bit at this point. I had like 1,000 followers. And I thought to myself, if I'm as consistent with TikTok as I was with Instagram last summer, when I was like making it a point to post a reel almost every day of the week, if I am more as consistent with TikTok in comparison to Instagram, will this make a difference? And so I did another little challenge where I posted a TikTok like 5 days a week, similar to the challenge. If you go back to last summer, I posted an episode here on the podcast about how I did this Instagram reel challenge. And then I had a post go viral for the first time. And I talk about what I learned about social media through that. But anyways, I decided to do something similar with TikTok. And I was super consistent with making content. And within 4 months, I had over 20,000 followers on TikTok. Well, now I'm at 22,000. And so when I went viral on Instagram, it didn't really affect. I mean, my husband and I went viral on our home building page. We had been documenting our home building journey. But when I went viral on Instagram, yes, we got a lot of new followers, but the engagement and growth that I saw on Instagram was in no comparison to the engagement and growth I saw on TikTok in a similar period of time. So back to the trending topic, I don't know if Instagram is in its flop era. I do think something is going on with the Instagram algorithm that makes it really, really difficult and discouraging to build an engaged following and grow your brand on Instagram. I think TikTok, it's where it's at now, even for businesses. I think when TikTok first started, everyone was like, oh, TikTok is just a place to post funny dance videos. But I think TikTok is quickly becoming a place for not only fun, like humorous comedy content, you know, and dancing videos. TikTok is for entrepreneurs. I really believe that there are lots of people, lots of solopreneurs even out there growing businesses and selling products on TikTok. Just last year, I think either last year or earlier this year, I have to look it up. But y'all know the TikTok shop is popping now, and lots of businesses are selling a lot of products on TikTok shop. So there's talk about whether or not TikTok, the TikTok shop, is going to become like the new Amazon. I don't know if that's a possibility or if it'll ever compare, but the way people are buying things on TikTok Shop is like nothing we've ever seen before in social media. No one was buying things on Instagram how they are buying things on TikTok Shop. I mean, we can just see that. So anyways, is Instagram in its flop era? I'm going to make a post about this on the Solopreneur Hustle Instagram and TikTok this week. Weigh in on this if you have an opinion. Do you feel embarrassed when you post on Instagram? Why does Instagram feel so embarrassing? Are you getting traction with Instagram when you post about your business? How do you feel about Instagram, and do you think it's in its flop era? I'm not sure if it's in its flop era, but I do feel like it is in a decline, and I feel like TikTok is the new place to be if you want to promote your business. And I don't know. I do think Instagram is currently at peak Facebook album. I agree with that. All right, on to our solopreneur success tip of the week. Now, the basis of this solopreneur success tip is really a reminder that the job or new opportunity you're looking for may not be available online. I think every business owner would agree that taking the guesswork out of marketing would be a huge relief. In a perfect world, we would know exactly what to post to go viral, but life isn't always perfect, and sometimes it's hard to figure out what to post. The solution to your marketing challenges might just be the Clap app. The Clap app takes the guesswork out of what to post on social media by turning longer videos into viral-worthy shorter clips that you can share on social media. Using a special AI technology, the Clap app takes any video and creates a ready-to-publish TikTok, Reel, or YouTube short in just a click. I used to have a video editor who would edit my videos so they'd be ready to post on social media, but y'all, now I use the Clap app to create viral TikToks in an instant. The Clap app's AI technology can save you so much money and time when it comes to marketing. So click the link in the description for this episode to try the Clap app for free. Again, we have a special link down below in the description for this episode where you can try the Clap app for free. One of my goals this year was to read more books, but I had a hard time making time to actually read until I started listening to audiobooks. When I'm driving, taking a walk, or doing laundry, I plug in some headphones and turn on an audiobook, just like how I listen to podcasts, which has helped me read so many more books than I normally would. One of my favorite audiobook platforms is audiobooks.com. Audiobooks.com has over 400,000 audiobooks, from self-help books to romance novels. We have an exclusive link in the description for this episode that will get you access to a 30-day audiobooks.com free trial that comes with 3 complimentary audiobooks. So you can get to listening to that book on your wish list right away. I've read so many books this year that have helped me improve my business tremendously, all thanks to audiobooks. And also, y'all, listening to audiobooks has been a great escape from scrolling on social media and just watching so much TV. I've been trying to decrease my screen time, so listening to audiobooks has really helped with that. So yeah, make sure you click the link in the description for this episode to get a free trial at audiobooks.com. And I hope that audiobooks help you read more books like they have done for me, because I've really had a hard time just focusing and sitting down to read. So I hope y'all enjoy listening to audiobooks as much as I do. So often when we're looking for new opportunities, we go online, we scroll on Indeed, we look for potential clients on social media without realizing that the opportunities we want to be involved in are not being advertised. Some of the most lucrative and beneficial opportunities out there for your business aren't things that are being posted online. You never know what someone has access to. You never know who someone knows or a conversation someone had with someone else. which is why networking should be an integral strategy you're using to grow your business and find new opportunities. Today, I want to tell y'all two stories that really highlight the power of networking and reaching out to the right people as a means and strategy to grow and go further and make bigger and better connections that'll connect you to new, bigger and better opportunities. Essentially, what I'm saying is sometimes it is who you know. Sometimes it's just who you know. Y'all know how they say favor ain't fair. Sometimes it really is who you know. And you may be like grinding and hustling and scraping for an opportunity that someone can literally make a phone call and connect you with the person to help you get wherever you're trying to get, to meet whoever you need to meet, to secure a partnership or a new contract. Sometimes it really is about what you know, and you can really take the hustle out of a lot of the things you're trying to figure out just by knowing the right person. So I want to tell y'all two stories that highlight the essence of sometimes it's just who you know. These are two things that have happened to me. So for those of y'all that don't know, I teach part-time at College of Charleston. I'm an adjunct professor in the Department of Communication. And so I went to grad school I went to school at College of Charleston for undergrad and grad school. And when I was in grad school, I had a part-time job as a teaching assistant. And through that experience, that's kind of when I discovered that after grad school, I wanted to teach part-time and the rest of my life would be devoted to entrepreneurship. So when I was in school, I networked in the department. I got to know so many of my professors in grad school. And as a result of that, I was offered an instructor position. I didn't have to do an interview. I didn't have to jump through any hoops. It was literally just like I graduated the next semester. Nia, here's two classes to teach. They just kind of threw me in there. Whereas a lot of times so many people look for adjunct positions. They're kind of hard to come by. It's always a who you know and what you know. And so I essentially networked my way into getting a really cool opportunity to teach college part-time. And I've been teaching at College of Charleston part-time since 2019. And it's been a very rewarding experience so far that's allowed me to meet a lot of really amazing people. Now, here's another story. So I don't know if y'all remember this, but last fall, the Solopreneur Hustle podcast was actually featured on Amazon Music. We had ads running on Amazon Music. Amazon Music featured us on the Amazon Music app, and it brought a ton of traffic to the podcast. And I'm sure on the outside looking in, a lot of people were wondering, how on earth was the Solopreneur Hustle featured by Amazon Music? How did that opportunity come about? So this is not only a it's who you know scenario, but this is also a sometimes you have to put yourself out there scenario to connect with the right people. So in 2021, I was trying to get exposure for the Solopreneur Hustle, and I was on LinkedIn, and I found some marketing people just from doing some searches that works for Amazon, and I came across a profile of a girl who worked for Amazon Music in their communications or PR or marketing department or something like that. So I sent her an email and said, hey, I host this new podcast. Is there anything I can do to promote Amazon Music? I know that Amazon Music is I think it had just been launched months prior. I was like, is there any way we can connect? Can I promote Amazon Music on my podcast? Can we do some sort of cross promotion? How can I be of value to Amazon Music as a podcaster? Matter of fact, I think Amazon Music had been around for a while, but they had just launched Amazon Podcasts at the time. It was something like that that I got an email about that was new. And so in this situation, I am reaching out to say, how can I use what I have to bring value to what you're doing? A year went by and I never got a response to that email. I just took it as, I don't know, maybe it got stuck in space somewhere. I never got a response to that email until a year later, I'd emailed them back sometime in the fall of 2021. Just over a year later, I get a response to that email saying, hey, Nia, I work in the PR department at Amazon Music. I got your email a while back. I wanted to know if there's any way we can collaborate. Can we run some ads for your podcast on Amazon Music? And in exchange for that, can Amazon Music run some ads on your podcast? I was like, absolutely, that would be great. And we also had a collaboration where I had some Amazon Music ads on my website for a while as well. So in that scenario, had I never reached out, I would have never gotten that opportunity, which helped me to grow the listenership of this podcast tremendously. Two, I connected to see what value I could add to Amazon Music. So one, I wasn't thinking, I'm just a small podcast. What could Amazon want with me? You really just never know. And community and engagement is very powerful, and big businesses acknowledge that. So that was also a takeaway here. But the third takeaway here that's very important is the opportunity you're looking for might not be advertise online. Sometimes you have to create your own opportunities. You have to get creative in your head and think, how can I bring value to this scenario? And even if you're not throwing out a value ad when you reach out, you can just ask, what can I do to bring value? Here's what I do. This is my skill set. Is there anything we can do to collaborate or connect in some way? How can I help you? And is there something that you may be able to offer to help me? So that Amazon Music opportunity was not advertised online. I would have never, that would have never happened had I not reached out and got creative and thought about how to create an opportunity. So that's the solopreneur success tip of the week. There are a lot of opportunities out there for you. In fact, someone might be waiting for you to reach out. You really just never know. But there are a lot of opportunities out there that are not available online. Network, network, network your way into securing new contracts, new opportunities, new partnerships, new connections. That is very important. Use networking as a vehicle and a strategy to secure new opportunities for yourself. That job you need might not be on Indeed. Reach out to someone and start a conversation. You never know how far that can take you. All right, y'all, we are ending today's episode with a listener letter. And this listener letter subject line says, how to find like-minded folks as an adult with no friends. So actually, this is interesting. Just last week, I was telling y'all about how I'm now on Bumble BFF. And I'll give y'all a little update about how that's going in just a second. But I'm going to read this listener letter and then chime in on this. And on our posts on Instagram and TikTok this week, you're welcome to chime in about what you think about this listener letter as well. So here we go. So for the last 2 years, I've been eager to start building something and start a business that I can do on the side, hopefully one day expand. It's common to hear, if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together. That's a good quote. If you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together. That's true. So when it comes to entrepreneurship, I've been slowly realizing I'm disadvantaged by not having someone in my life to talk about some of my ideas and goals. I know people who started businesses and they always have a group of close friends they pursued their ideas with. I, on the other hand, have lost a lot of friendships over the years, especially due to COVID and just not being able to keep in touch. I know that this is my fault, but I'm trying to reconcile. I have a couple of friends slash acquaintances, but I don't feel like I can trust them enough to become a partner. Our values don't always align, and I'm seeking a partner that believes in specific things like not doing business that involves certain practices, etc. So, okay, there's a lot to unpack here. First of all, I want you to know that not everyone, you mentioned here that you said, I know people who started businesses and they always had a group of extremely close friends they pursued their ideas with. This is not always true. In fact, this podcast is called The Solopreneur Hustle for a reason. Most people are starting their businesses alone. Most people don't have an extremely close friend group that they're pursuing their ideas with. That is not common. I know I didn't. My most prominent business confidant is my husband. So when I started, especially all my friends, I was in college, all my friends were applying for jobs. We're seniors in college. Everyone's getting into their career. And I'm just kind of lost figuring out how I'm going to become an entrepreneur, you know? So no, if to make you not feel so alone, most people don't start their business with an extremely close group of friends that they can constantly talk about their ideas with. I think the general consensus for most business owners, most small business owners, most solopreneurs is that we're kind of lonely. It's unless you have a significant other or a close friend who understands what building a business is really like and what we go through, it is hard. And there aren't that many people that really understand that. But to your point, I do think this journey can be a lot easier if you have someone to go at it with, someone to talk to, someone to lean on, someone to vent to. So I'll share how I've made business friends. So most of the business friends I've made have been through going to events and putting myself out there, going to places alone so that I have no choice but to talk to people. So my first tip would be to go on your Facebook and search for entrepreneur events. Go on Eventbrite and search for entrepreneur events and go to local things in your area, whether it's a brunch, a networking event. It can be a little bit intimidating going to things alone, but you have to do it if you want to make friends and meet people and connect with like-minded folks, as you say. So go to events and put yourself out there. I'll be honest, I share a lot of thoughts and ideas on what my life as a solopreneur is like with my therapist. So if you really feel alone and you have a few friends, maybe you're just missing that mental health piece. So that's also a recommendation. I mean, you don't have to always dump your ideas on your friends. I know from my husband's perspective, he's not an entrepreneur. My husband works a 9-to-5 job in finance. And so sometimes he gets a little bit overwhelmed when I share him my ideas, because as an entrepreneur, we have a never-ending stream of just ideas and inspiration. And of course, he loves listening to me, but after a long day at work, he's not always trying to hear that. And I'm not offended by that. I know we all need our quiet time, right? And so maybe you can go to therapy and talk about some of the things you're experiencing and bounce some things off your therapist that may help. But overall, I think the best place to find friends is to go to events and connect with people that way. And once you make one friend, they may also have a friend who's an entrepreneur. And the next thing you know, you have a little group. That's kind of how it's formed for me, at least. But also, I am a little bit confused by the end of your question where you said, our values don't always align and I'm seeking a partner that believes in specific things like not doing business that involves certain practices. So are you looking for a business partner or are you looking for a friend? Because just because you have a friend and both of y'all are interested in starting a business, that doesn't mean that you have to start a business together as friends. That could just mean that you have a friend or an acquaintance who's also an entrepreneur. Y'all have that in common and that is what bonds you as friends. You know, your friend doesn't have to be your business partner, but yeah, so don't be discouraged by not having like-minded friends who are also into entrepreneurship. I mean, just think, if you have a group of friends, everyone usually is in a different career path. I mean, you may have coworkers and they're your friends and y'all have the same job. But for example, if you have a group of friends from college or a group of friends from high school, everyone is probably kind of doing different things. So just because you're an entrepreneur and a potential friend or friend isn't an entrepreneur doesn't mean that y'all aren't meant to be friends just because y'all aren't like-minded. Maybe your friend group can be diverse. I don't know. Maybe you're kind of getting caught up in this like-minded thing. But on the flip side of that, it is fun to have friends who are doing the same things as us so that you have that thing that you can relate to. You know, you have someone who understands what you're going through. So yes, I have friends who are entrepreneurs, but I also have friends who aren't. So with that is all for today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed today's content. go ahead and follow the Solopreneur Hustle on Instagram and TikTok at Solopreneur Hustle. If you haven't left the podcast a review here on the Apple Podcast app, if you are listening on your iPhone, please go ahead and leave us a review. More reviews helps more people discover the podcast and get us higher on the Amazon podcast ranking. So go ahead and leave us a review if you haven't done that yet. That would mean a lot to me. And with that, I'll talk to y'all in next week's episode. Continue to move onward, upward, and forward. Until next time.